Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you want to join us on the radio, you can talk about anything you want. Although coming up pretty soon, we're going to get to the story
that
Captain Kickass brought in tonight about the U.S. military and the results from the total lockdown, right? These government
goons, it was the Marines specifically.
Yeah, they wanted to, the Fauci guy, he's saying, do what you're told. And, of course, you know, we don't like to do what we're told here on Free Talk Live. If it's a good idea, then we'll take a suggestion.
I wear a seatbelt. I mean,
tell you to do that in New Hampshire.
I live in the only state in the Union where you can ride around without a seatbelt.
If you're over 16.
Really? The only state?
Yeah. The only state. Because I know there's over 18.
I know, like, for the motorcycle enthusiasts, there's no helmet law here.
Right.
But there's no helmet law in other states.
Yeah, there are other states where you can get away without a helmet if that's what you want to do.
South Dakota is one of them.
Mm-hmm. And I don't recommend that either. I don't recommend riding around without a seatbelt, especially if you're above 35 miles an hour. But I don't think that I don't like the idea of it as a law, because oftentimes it's used to pull somebody over and see if you can find something else.
It sure is.
Right.
And the statistics show that when you compare New Hampshire with, say, Massachusetts, where there is a mandate that you wear a seatbelt, the compliance levels are about the same.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But I bet you there's more people pulled over.
More revenue. Yeah.
Well, in Massachusetts, they want to make sure you don't have a gun.
Yeah.
That as well. And they want to make sure you have a mask. Let's go to Maddie. He's calling us from New Hampshire. So we'll get to the military Marines results of their lockdown, see how that worked out for them. Maddie, you're up on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the radio.
Perfect. Yeah, I just moved to New Hampshire from the Communist Republic of Juneau, Alaska, about a week and a half ago.
Dude, welcome.
Yeah, and I just wanted to share my COVID story.
Sure.
So I can't necessarily tell you who I work for, but it's in the belly of the beast. I can say that.
Sorry, did you say it was who you worked for, or you currently work for them still?
I currently work for them. I'm working remotely.
Gotcha. Okay.
If I wasn't working for them, I'd totally tell you. But so I had written an article, COVID-19 does not exist. And it was shared by David Icke. And it blew up. It was going viral. And they tried to fire me over my beliefs that were totally scientifically backed. And anyway, so
hold on. Before you go on, I do want to hear the story, but I'm curious. When you say COVID-19 doesn't exist, I mean, that's a pretty unusual statement to make. I mean, people are getting sick, right? Like, what are you saying there?
I mean, so nobody got sick before COVID-19?
Well, yeah, of course they did.
But there's been more right? deaths this year than there have been in previous years, according to the CDC.
Not accurate either.
Say what?
Yeah, there's actually This year, compared to the average of the past, I think it was like 8 years, there's actually less deaths this year than average. So
Mark is shaking his head on that.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that particular statement. I'm looking at a chart right now from the Center for Disease Control of deaths since January of 2017. And
of course, that's the government. They could be lying.
Well, they could, but you know,
what are you going on, Maddie, to make that claim?
Yeah, well, I don't have it in front of me, but I do have articles, and I could share those with you and email or something later on.
Yeah.
But overall, so it's actually never been scientifically proven that COVID-19 exists, or I should say SARS-CoV-2 to be specific.
Huh.
If you look up the Peng Zhou study, the discovery of SARS-CoV-2, there's a lot of issues with it. A sample size of 7 sick people, and they were not compared against people who weren't sick, and they used vero cells instead of host cells, meaning they used monkey cells to incubate the incubate the specimens.
Yeah.
And the PCR test. So in case you don't know how exactly it works, it's it gets spun around and it separates the viral cells from all the other junk. And if you exceed 35 revolutions, all you get is noise. So everything looks like a positive at that point, or whatever you want.
Somebody else called to talk us to talk to us about this. I don't know if it was Gene the Christian Anarchist in the past. He said that, yeah, they were amping up the revolutions to like 40 or something like that, just so it would give positives that weren't there.
And the FDA, so that right there is like, you could say, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. But then the CDC comes out with their report recently. I think it came out about a month ago now. Where they took what they are calling SARS-CoV-2 and hosted it in human cells, vero cells, like monkey kidney cells, and bat cells. And the only one they were able to get a reaction in were the vero cells, the monkey cells. They didn't get any in human or bat, right? And then also they talked about their procedure for identifying it. So what they did was they took the samples from the sick patients, and they plugged it into a machine where they take these little teeny tiny bits of genetic material that are just random, and the machine fills in the gaps. So they're making up this genetic code. They're filling it in. They're just adding GTCGDTA.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. That's interesting.
He's certainly got some things that he's. He sounds like he's talking about. Do the how many people know that there is no COVID-19?
Well, quite a bit. I mean, you got G. Edward Griffin. You know, he.
No. I don't mean the. I don't mean the good guys. I mean the bad guys. Is the whole medical industrial complex coming against us?
Said it. He said as much.
Okay.
I'm certain that this is all nefarious. Everybody who's anybody in this game, good and bad, they know what's going on.
Wouldn't Trump have benefited from revealing this particular information? I mean, it seems like, you know, his election is coming up, and he could have said.
There's a lot of reasons why he has a lot of reasons why he would suppress this information. For instance, last year we were having a really big banking crisis, and nobody knew about it because they were keeping it under wraps. But the the overnight what they're doing, they're called repos.
Right, the repo rate.
And it's back and forth lending between banks to cover, right.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that story since March. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
what's the repo thing? I'm sorry. What's the relevance here?
So whether banks have reserves to match, their withdrawals and lending and stuff like that.
Didn't they get rid of the reserve requirement back in March?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not talking about reserve requirement.
But he's talking about banks lending to other banks. It's kind of like, I don't have a good analogy. It reminds me, when I read about it, it reminds me of, you ever heard of check kiting? Right, where you have two checking accounts and you write a check from one account to cover for the other. They just do that continuously so that this sort of debt or this, it falsely props up each of the banks, and they do it for each other as a favor.
Yeah, and it's to cover gaps in if somebody's coming they're overdrawn, like they have liabilities. People who deposit their money into banks, that's considered a liability on a bank's checkbook, right? And they have to make that up with bank reserves. Well, a lot of the time there's not enough reserves to cover these liabilities. So to balance out the books or make it look like their books are balanced, they will borrow money from. And from other banks. And these other banks will lend to them with interest. So anyway, it's all about trust. These banks, they don't trust you. They trust each other to a point, and there's a low level of interest. But at some point, they lose trust with each other, and the interest starts to skyrocket. And this is happening all the time behind the scenes. All these banks are switching cash constantly.
What does this have to do with the COVID thing? I missed the connection between the banks.
Trump's hiding the problem in our banking system by hiding the fact that COVID is fake, according to this gentleman.
Maddie, I want you to hang on a little bit more. I want to hear more about, you know, why you moved to New Hampshire from Juneau, Alaska. You know, I don't know whether their COVID was cooked up to cover up the banks. Most people don't pay attention to what's going on with the banks anyway. But more on the way. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Toll free number if you want to join us on the radio. It's 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. As we continue here, Maddie is on the line. He says he's a new mover to New Hampshire, all the way from Juneau, Alaska.
Not a place you usually hear referred to as the, you know, the communist paradise or whatever you refer to it as.
You normally don't hear anything about Juneau. It's relatively unremarkable, from what I understand. But, Maddie, before we get into your move, Mark, you were questioning his numbers. He said, or you, I guess, Maddie, you said that the COVID-19 you think is basically a hoax and that ultimately the total number of deaths you say is down this year compared to previous years.
I said there's no scientific evidence to support that SARS-CoV-2 exists.
Gotcha. And you said the total number of deaths is down. Mark pulls up his little handy chart from the CDC. Now, I don't believe the CDC, but I don't necessarily believe anybody else either. So where do you get your numbers from?
Well, if you want to use CDC as a source, you can actually find that the numbers showing the death rate out of all infected is it's 99.96% survival rate.
Yeah,
if you catch it, right?
Yes.
So you know that making if it does exist, making it a statistically insignificant virus.
Right. If you had cancer and the survival rate was 99.9%, you probably wouldn't even seek treatment.
And considering that it's 99.96% survival rate, that's within the margin of error and actually making it more likely statistically that it probably doesn't exist.
Well, I think one of the reasons that what the claim is that, okay, so it's not that I'm afraid of me getting COVID. I'm not. But it's possible that my mother, who is 79, wouldn't fare quite as well as I do. It's when you start looking at demographic cells above the age of 65, 75, 85, you're going to start seeing dramatically different numbers as far as deaths per infection.
But would she fare as well as you if she caught the flu?
No. I mean, I'm not claiming anything.
So would you behave differently regarding the flu? Meaning, right. should she wear a mask, you know, 3 years ago?
I'm not claiming that she should or shouldn't wear a mask.
Right.
Sure. From what I can tell, this is probably more deadly than your average case of the flu. But
really?
Yes.
Looks like it's pretty not that deadly to me.
Well, flu's not that deadly either.
I know.
Yeah, it's actually more deadly than SARS-CoV-2. If you catch flu, out of all the people that get infected per year, it's actually like 90, it's like a 98.7 or something like that. It's much more deadly than SARS-CoV-2.
Now, wasn't that 99.6% number that you cited earlier, people that survive catching COVID-19?
99.96.
Sorry, 99.96. Wasn't that older numbers from the summertime when there weren't as many people who were infected? Because recently we've seen them, all the media is crowing about, oh my God, more cases! But you're not hearing anything about more deaths. So if deaths are staying relatively steady and cases are going up, wouldn't that mean that your likelihood of surviving is actually even higher than 99.96?
Exactly. So yeah. That's what I was about to say, is your survivability, the percentages would actually go up because there are more cases and deaths have leveled off. Mm-hmm. Also consider that pneumonia and heart disease have basically disappeared off of the
Yeah, that's true. So, Maddie, you said you came from Juneau to move to New Hampshire, and you're fairly recent. When did you make that change, and why?
Like I said, it's the Communist Republic of Juneau. They have mask mandates, and they destroyed two of my businesses.
Wow.
And made it impossible to operate without taking government hush money. There are strings attached to that money.
I bet.
And that's why everybody's complying, by the way. It's like it seems easy to comply with, but it really does a number on the economy, man. You have no idea.
Yeah, and they can change the rules afterwards, too.
Of course they can.
You know, if you go ahead and sign up for the government money, you know, this relief plan, I know of businesses that have taken that money, and then, you know, sort of on the back end, the government can and will change
the
terms of that agreement.
Yep, and
they can with Social Security and so many other things. So, Maddie, did you know about the New Hampshire migration previously, and this was like the final straw for you? You'd been considering it, or like?
So I was I signed up for Shire Society like a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and then I signed up. I actually did the FSP 2015. Mm-hmm. I think that's when I signed up for. And I've just been sort of like on the fence, you know. I go on Zillow every once in a while, check out property prices, and that was just the thing that pushed me over was the fact that, like, I knew I was not long for the world for my job, right? Mm-hmm. My job was just, like, my boss was actually the one that turned me in, and she tried to hide it, but during the HR meeting, she got outed. So that was very interesting that a public figure would trying to destroy me.
So what are some of the differences, I mean, that you've noticed between here and Juneau? I mean, Alaska is supposed to be one of the more freedom-friendly places. I think it ranked number 3 when the Free State Project voted on the different states. New Hampshire, of course, far and away number 1. Was there anything that really struck you as like, wow, this is different?
Well, Alaska is a very big place. I was raised in a village of 70 people. Where we didn't have any police and there was no roads, right? It was just like an island. So
it must have been anarchy.
Complete anarchy, 100%. When I was 14 years old, I would like shovel snow off of people's roofs and whatnot. And they'd pay me in Rainier beer.
Nice.
And it was, you know, I didn't drink it. I'd turn around and sell it, you know,
nice.
And start drinking it a couple of years later. But, it was just pretty sweet, the deals that you'd make. It was a lot of big old barter system. Anyway, that's not out in the weeds. So Juneau is the capital city of Alaska, and that's, mm-hmm. I think, the most liberal town in the state. Now, if you go outside of that, it's a little bit better. But
so real quick, what was the big difference? Go ahead, fast.
Big difference. Okay, so you can actually drive places here, and there are shops there.
There's jobs. Okay. Very good. And there's also a huge Liberty community. I'd recommend folks that want to hear, because we had 2 people just randomly call about this tonight. Did not set
that's
that
awesome.
Up.
Round of applause.
Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And yeah, that's one reason why New Hampshire was chosen over Alaska. It's very small by comparison. It's easy to drive around, get to the state capital from pretty much anywhere. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Vicky and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a new record Friday with more people hospitalized for COVID-19 than at any other time during the pandemic. More than 68,000 Americans are currently hospitalized, with states in the Midwest and West taking the biggest hits. A record number of new cases were reported Friday as well, with more than 177,000 new cases reported. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum issued an executive order Friday night to mandate mask wearing and limiting the size of gatherings in his state. That makes North Dakota the 35th state to issue a mask-wearing mandate. Europe is also struggling with a surge in COVID cases, with more countries introducing restrictions to try to contain the virus. Austria will clamp down on the partial lockdown that the country is already in, closing schools and non-essential stores this coming Tuesday. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz is encouraging his country to meet no one for the next 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News. There are renewed signs that shoppers are beginning to load up their pantries as cases of COVID-19 continue to soar. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the national sales and marketing agency at Costa, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Dustin Johnson holds a solid four-stroke lead after three rounds at the Masters, shooting a 65 on Saturday. Three players are tied right behind him in second at 12-under. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free if you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. 450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thank you to Robert Mayer. He is a Free Talk Live amplifier. That means that Robert is contributing $5 a month, roughly, to Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations and to bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Actually, Robert is just a normal amplifier, which means he's so old of an amplifier, I think he's only doing $3. I think he's on the old $3 plan from way back in the day, from like 15 wow. years ago. So that shows you how long he's been contributing.
Thank you,
to
Robert.
The AMP program, so thank you for that. You can join the AMP program. We did raise the price, I think, in like 2007 to $5 because, you know, inflation and things like that.
Right.
Plus the
PayPal is taking such a bite.
PayPal takes a big chunk.
Right.
So it's better to have a larger chunk for them to take a smaller chunk out of. Anyway, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some benefits. You get some perks for doing that. We'll list what those are there. In fact, one of them is a special supporters chat room, which is on our new Matrix chat server. So you can get that if you're a former amplifier or you're currently amplifying and you haven't gotten into the Matrix chat server. Just go ahead and reach out to me. Send me a message on the Matrix chat with your AMP email address, and I will get you into that room. And instructions on how to do that have been sent out via email, so you can check that too. amp.freetalklive.com.
On a slight tangent,
yes.
I don't like PayPal, the company. Mm-hmm. They serve a purpose, but I also don't like their name. Now, I know that their marketing wants you to think, oh,
we're your buddy. We're your friend. Mm-hmm. Would you want to get paid?
No, it's the other way around. Like, oh, you want to do business on the internet? You got to pay, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
A little more. Yeah.
That's more accurate.
A little more like that.
Let's go to Maggie. She's on the line in Pennsylvania. Coming up, the military lockdown. We'll see how it did with COVID-19 infections. But first, Maggie, you're up on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what I want to know is, you were talking about Dr. Fauci when it came on. How many people out there know that this is world government stuff? European Union, The Hague, Federal Reserve, all this stuff. You know, you guys are kind of always talking about the government, you know. How many people out there know that this virus actually started to control world population? It's all world government stuff.
I don't know that I can make that assertion, but I can say this. If I were, an evil world dictator, I would want a virus that rid us of the people that were, drains on the system and...
like the elderly who aren't producing anymore?
Right. So if you're 80 years old,
you got that right. And, you know, the guy that comes on, he's got this big, long name, and he wears the dark glasses, you know, the chairman of World Health. Okay. He is actually a Marxist from Ethiopia.
Hmm.
And it's like, wow, how many people know about world government? This is what we're falling under right now.
So that's interesting. We've actually had two diametrically opposed sort of conspiracy theories here tonight, just one call after the next.
Listen,
what I mean, though, is, Maggie, you're saying that this was...
It's not Trump. It's not Biden. It's not Trump. We are now entering world government.
No, I see what you're saying. I'm just pointing out here, the last guy that called said he didn't think COVID even existed and that that's
exist.
A plot.
People
and you're saying
dying.
It does exist, and it was released by the governments in order to kill people. So two completely opposing conspiracy theories.
What's interesting.
But it's not a conspiracy, Han.
Well, world government is a conspiracy, isn't it? I mean, they're conspiring, aren't
not
they?
Really.
Planning? They're not planning?
Headquarters
secretly?
For, the court in The Hague. Brussels is part of it too. It's like different things if you study.
What would make you think, Maggie, that that there are these politicians around the planet that are in control over certain geographic land masses called countries? Why would they want to give up their control to a higher up government?
Well, do you remember whenever England and Brexit, they were trying to get out of the European Union?
Brexit,
and when Trump didn't want nothing to do with the United Nations, he got out of NATO and all. See, this all world government stuff. He was trying to protect us from that, I think.
Well, he didn't get out of the United Nations, so I don't know if I believe that he's protecting anybody from that.
Pretty much, he don't believe it.
But you didn't answer my question, Maggie. My question was, why would these politicians in different countries, why would they want to give up their control to some world government? What's their benefit?
I don't think they are giving up their, like England started fighting it with Brexit, and then we did too. If you get the right people in, they would fight it. I don't think Biden's going to fight it for sure. I think he's torn
up. I don't think you understood the question. Why would a politician want to give up their control? Why wouldn't they have to go? If it's the world government, that means the world government gets to tell them what to do, right?
Yeah, but they're going to fight against it.
Who's they going to fight? What do you mean? Who's going to fight against it?
Well, anybody in any country, the prime ministers.
Okay, well then how's the world government going to take over if the prime ministers and the people in the countries are going to fight against
it? They will take over. This is like end time stuff that you need to learn.
I'll answer it, Ian.
Okay.
What would a state, for instance, I mean, mm-hmm. politicians, so the states, this is called the United States of America, because state, as a terminology, means the organization that has monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass.
But they joined the union purportedly voluntarily.
Right, largely voluntarily. Interesting that only a percentage of them had to join in order for others to be forced to join. Whatever. We'll leave that to the side. So would you agree that states have less power as compared to the federal government now than they did in 1789?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would state government politicians give up their power to the federal government, which it, obviously they have over the course of 230-something years.
Maybe they didn't think it, they were giving up that much power back originally. Like, oh, this is only a trade agreement, so therefore no big deal.
No, I'm not saying to sign the agreement. I'm saying that power has flowed since the, the day two of the Constitution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Power has flowed from states to the feds.
Right.
Okay, and that has happened because states have had the power, and they just continually gave it to the feds, and they've done it for money. The Federal Reserve...
Well, and power, but also the states, to some extent, were strong-armed by the federal government, right? So, like, things about, I remember something about roads and making all the states have the 21 drinking age when that was raised.
Right, but that was done with money. So
these states already have their own money. I mean, China's got their own money.
No, I'm talking about the United States of America.
I know that.
I'm comparing, okay.
But you're saying it's money, so are you saying the world government's going to bribe countries into joining it?
What I'm saying is that those, you know, if there's 190 countries in the world, that basically only a handful of them have a currency that's even worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Sure, but China and Russia, these other places are big countries. Why would they join?
China has been devaluing its yuan. I'm not saying they would. So
okay.
The world government...
Well, then it's not really a world government.
Well,
then.
The world government isn't a world government until it takes over the world,
right?
But it starts somewhere, and the question is, does it start... Right now, the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve have agreed on a joint currency that they will then value their own digital currencies in.
Wait, who agreed on this?
The European Central Bank and the United States Federal Reserve. So
they agreed on a different new kind of currency?
A currency that would be sort of a non-transparent currency sort of operating in the back, and that they work together to value their own current digital currencies is what they're calling them, which the dollar and the euro already are digital currencies. But anyway, they're rolling out new digital currencies, and they're going to work together in order to fight China's digital currency that it has already rolled out, because they're already prepared for this with their WeChat app.
You'll have to pull up a story about that. I had not heard of that. Thank you, Maggie, for your call tonight. I mean, definitely world government is something that people have been afraid of for a very long time. I don't know if it's looming. I don't feel like it is.
I think she called him Dr. Falsey. I thought that was awesome. But also, her theory is the plot for the television show Utopia, both the British version and the, I think it's Amazon version that was released recently.
That's a pretty good show.
It's a really good show. You should watch it.
All right, more coming up here. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome, whether it's on the so-called world government or whatever you want to discuss. Plus, the military lockdown. Did it work to actually stop infections? We'll explain.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in if you want to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci.
Do what you're told, Americans. He's sick of this independent spirit. He says that it needs to be crushed and people need to just obey because it's for your own good. And, well, I disagree with that, but the people in the military do what they are told. That is their job. They've said they would, you know, follow orders, and so they were ordered apparently recently to have a total military-style lockdown. They didn't have anywhere to go. They could be fed, I imagine, by, you know, whatever the kitchen is, bring them the food or whatever.
I think using the term military lockdown in this instance is redundant because it's the military locking themselves down. But they actually took volunteers from the Marines, yeah. But they did, of course, lock them down in ways that, I mean, more oppressive ways than any population has been locked down by a government thus far that we're aware of anyway.
Tell me what happened.
So a study conducted by, it's ICAHN, Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in cooperation with the Naval Medical Research Center sought to test the whole idea of lockdowns in May. Now, I've skipped about four paragraphs here because they do this whole lead up to this information with, well, you know, we have to look at, do lockdowns work? What evidence is there that lockdowns work? Because you would expect, if all these governments are doing these lockdowns, that there would be some payoff to the whole thing at the end. So where is the payoff? Where's the evidence of that? And so they point to this study as the evidence of that.
Well, the World Health Organization finally came out recently and admitted, yeah, these lockdowns, they don't really work, and we don't recommend them.
Well, right. So in May, 3,143 new recruits to the Marines were given the option to participate in a study of extreme quarantine, along with extreme antivirus measures.
Sounds like it could be a reality TV show.
Extreme quarantine. Extreme quarantine. Nice. The study was called CHARM.
This is an acronym?
It's an acronym, which stands for COVID-19 Health Action Response for Marines.
Man, government loves their acronyms, don't they?
And you know they have to backwards put them together, because CHARM didn't just pop out when they put together the name for this. They had to
say, it could have been CHARM. It could have been harm. They had to put the C in front of it. What can we do? Yeah. Oh, COVID, right. We'll call it CHARM.
Right. You can't call it harm, Earl.
But that's probably more accurate. Anyway, of the recruits asked, a total of 1,848 young people agreed to be guinea pigs in this experiment, which involved weekly qPCR testing. That's the PCR testing we've mentioned here earlier tonight on the show.
That's supposedly inaccurate.
And blood sampling for IG, capital G, it's IgG antibody assessment. In addition, the CHARM study volunteers who did test positively on the day of enrollment, or on day 7 or day 14, were separated from their roommates and were placed in isolation. So when somebody did test positive, they moved them into even further quarantine away from whom they were already quarantined.
Isolation.
So what did the recruits have to do? The study explains, as you'll see, they faced even more strict regime than has existed in civilian life in most places. All recruits wore double-layered cloth masks at all times, indoors and outdoors. All times. They couldn't take them
like
off.
Massachusetts.
But doubled them up.
True.
Right? So, you know, when one mask falls off, you've got a spare underneath, that kind of a thing. Right? Indoors or outdoors.
Cloth mask, by the way, has two layers of cloth. It's one mask.
People are wearing two masks, though. Like Joe Biden, I think.
When I went to the hospital, I had to wear a second mask over my mask.
Well, if you wear more than one mask, it just means you care twice as much.
That's right. It's because it's signaling at this point.
Oh, my God. I almost snorted. At any rate, except when sleeping or eating was when they didn't wear the masks. They practiced social distancing of at least 6 feet, were not allowed to leave campus, did not have access to personal electronics or other items that might contribute to surface transmission, and routinely washed their hands. They slept in double occupancy rooms with sinks. They ate in shared dining facilities.
Double occupancy for Marines is that's the Thai living.
Right. They used shared bathrooms. All recruits cleaned their rooms daily, sanitized bathrooms after each use.
Wow.
With bleach wipes. They ate pre-plated meals.
So this is
meals
to the max.
Yeah. They ate pre-plated meals in a dining hall that was cleaned with bleach after each platoon had eaten. Most instructions and exercises were conducted outdoors.
Sounds appetizing. The fresh smell of bleach everywhere. Mm-hmm. Here's your dinner.
I actually kind of like the smell. It makes things smell clean, right, to me, right? Because that's when stuff was cleaned back when I was growing up. Everybody used bleach, right? So it's like my grandmother used like the vinegar and water sometimes for like window cleaner and that kind of thing. But at any rate,
I don't feel appetized by it.
All of the movements of the recruits were supervised and unidirectional flow was implemented.
Yeah, so, like at the grocery store. I cannot wait till that goes away. That's about the dumbest thing in the world.
Do people follow it, do you think?
I go to grocery stores, and I could say the answer is some people happen to be going down. Yeah. I'd say they follow it at a greater than average rate.
Okay.
So if a given line that has arrows on it, if you're looking at both ends, that more people will come in the side that they're supposed to come in than the side that they're not, but it's really kind of dumb. I mean, it's not like it stops passing of people.
Of course not.
What's the point? This really seems to me like the big groceries, hey, we're going to benefit from this. We're going to make everybody snake up and down
every aisle.
Yeah, I wonder what it does to, like, their end cap sales, right? The end caps or the ends of the aisles where they always have the big display. This is on sale. I wonder what that's done.
Because it seems so ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. If I need something that's a quarter way down an aisle, but I'm on the wrong side.
I have to go
all the way down one aisle and all the way back down another aisle, meaning that I have gone 7/8 farther.
But if you're walking faster than the other people on the aisle, you pass them anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
I don't know about you, but I don't do that. I just go ahead.
Me too.
Okay, all right.
They're lucky, you know, in many cases I'm doing that without a mask on because they haven't. I only put the mask on if they ask me to put the mask on.
I won't even do that.
And
I'll turn around and walk out if they
in most cases,
want my
they
business.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah. Oh, it actually makes me. Initially, when they first put these things on the floors, like months ago, when they first showed up and we were all talking about it, like sign it
April
on the floors,
or May or something,
I would feel bad if I went the quote right direction.
Yeah,
because then I felt like I was doing it, but I wasn't doing it on purpose, right? Like I happened to want to go down this aisle, but they say to go down this aisle. I'm such a contrarian. I felt bad about going the correct direction.
And who made the video with the Rage Against the Machine? But he's like pushing the cart the wrong way.
F you, it won't do what you tell me. Yeah.
That was pretty fun. At any rate, all recruits, regardless of participation in the study, underwent daily temperature and symptom screening. Mm. Six instructors who were assigned to each platoon worked in 8-hour shifts and enforced the quarantine measures.
I got to throw something in on this daily temperature thing. Now, they're using the temperature forehead gun things, right? This I've encountered once so far, and it was, you know, it was at the dentist's office, so it's like, okay, whatever. It's non-invasive. It's fine. They didn't ask anything about a mask, though, thank goodness. So I was glad about that. In fact, I was in another medical facility just the other day, one of these blood testing centers, and they didn't say anything to me about a mask either. So in medical facilities, so that's a nice thing.
Nice.
But apparently, Vincent, a co-host of ours, he works at a government school, like an elementary school. He's like an assistant teacher.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's Mr. Moore to the kids. And I guess what has to happen is when they're coming into school for the day, they all get shot in the head with one of these guns.
Yep.
So, like, they're getting used to actually having a gun put next to their head every single day.
That's sad.
There's something very wrong, I think, just, like, at a certain level with that. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, it could be bad. Keep our eye on that in the future.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to see if people have a fever, and if they do have if they're presenting, that you somehow filter them out. I mean, I get that the visual of somebody pointing a plastic
gun. It's a medical authoritarian state, and it's scary stuff.
Well, if you send your kids to school, to government school,
you get what you get.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is happening.
You should get your kids out of these government schools.
But this is happening at other schools, too, and they can have whatever rules they want. I don't think that this is... of the measures out there, this seems like one that is... It doesn't touch you.
It's all together part of this overall, you know, viewpoint that, oh, well, now we live in this medical fear society, and you have to jump through all these hoops just to have a normal thing happen, something that everybody took for granted before, just showing up to school and sitting down in class. Nope. Now you got to have a screening before you go and do anything. It's sick, Mark, and you're making excuses for it?
No, I'm not making excuses for it. What I'm telling you is that the world I grew up in, where when I went to school, you got a perfect attendance sheet.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is basically congratulations, you've infected your fellow students' sheet.
Good.
It's disgusting.
Kids should get sick now, so they can beat it and be stronger.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking to send, I'm not looking to go to a place where a bunch of people are sick.
Well, then don't send your kids to government schools. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got hour number three on the way. More about the military study. It was pretty harsh, but did it work?
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Mm. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.